Legion of the Leprechaun.
Jason, really, I'm going to kind of start with you and kind of explain, not yet about Legion of Leprechaun, but kind of explain how you first started to care, started to have this passion about the University of Notre Dame.
Well, I'm a first-generation fan. My father and my grandfather, my grandfather's from Alabama, and he had moved to South Bend.
I will not hold that against him.
Please don't. No, I grew up in a household in South Bend where Alabama football, Alabama University was the thing. I started watching Notre Dame on TV around 1984, I guess, around the Faust era. So I've been through some downs. I've been through some ups. We all can understand that. We're a little older, over 40. But yeah, basically, those gold helmets, that golden standard is what drew me in. About 84, I started paying attention. Around roughly, I think it was about 86, Notre Dame actually traveled to Birmingham, Alabama, and they played the Tide, and they had got destroyed. So my grandpa, you know, he was almost like my father. You know, I was really close to him, and so he would rub it in. He lived in South Bend. He was kind of a fish out of water. So, but then the following year in 87, you know, they came to Notre Dame Stadium, the Tide did, and we dismantled them. That's the year of Timmy Brown and the last Heisman. So I had bragging rights for a long time over my grandpa. And that lasted pretty much through, you know, until 2012, which my grandpa passed in 2005.
Okay.
And in 96, he retired, and he moved back to Alabama, and he had had a massive stroke. And when he had this stroke, we got worried we weren't going to have a lot of time with him. So we all packed up and went south. Well, wow. I met my wife and started having kids. But Grandpa passed in 2005. And, you know, in 2012, Notre Dame started that miraculous run. We all saw it. We couldn't believe it, but it happened. So the 2012 game means a lot to me. I know we got dismantled and destroyed. But that game, I had waited for 25 years.
Wow.
When by halftime, I had already checked out. But it was a game that I waited for. So from the grave, from heaven, my grandpa will have eternal bragging rights against me.
Aww.
Much like him in South Bend, you know, now I'm in Alabama, he's got bragging rights on me. So that's the game I'm looking the most forward to, a victory over Bama. But going forward into the future with this, looking at, like, my fandom and how I became a fan of the Irish, it's family. It's a family rivalry that I had with my grandpa. And once this all happened in 2012, you know, living here, Alabama fans will, they'll just shove it down your throat constantly. It was day after day after day of embarrassment. So how I coped was real simple. I just dug into Notre Dame's history. The history of Notre Dame football will give you a sense of pride unlike anything else if you're a true fan of the Irish.
Okay.
So I dug for a whole year. I just, you know, there was something I needed to do for a year that would get me back to a point where I had confidence and pride in my team. So as I learned the history of Notre Dame football, I decided I need to share this. And living in the South, I needed an outlet. I needed a connection to the old fans and to my home. You know, I was born and raised in South Bend. I didn't want to leave, but I did, and I did it for family reasons. So I created a private group on Facebook, and I created a fan page, but I had to name it. So I started going back in my memory, thinking about the past, and I always came back to 1986 when this rivalry with my grandpa began, and that was at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. You have it, Legion of the Leprechaun.
That's awesome. That is a great story.